Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
I guess I thought you'd be here forever.
Little Chicago bringing us back 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out. Lots of stuff there. Will help you with your small business. Lois Geller is our guest. She's our good friend, the author of Customer for Keeps, also Response, the Complete Guide to Profitable Direct Marketing, and on, book after book after book that she's written on helping you put your best foot forward in front of customers. It's Lois Geller marketinggroup.com. Is that right, Lois?
That's it. A long one, yes.
And they can find your books there and all your writing. And you're on Twitter. Tell us your tag on Twitter.
It's at Lois Geller.
All right. That's easy to do. G-E-L-L-E-R. Lois, in the previous segment, we talked about some ways to get customers, to get them interested in us, to sort of break through the clutter, to be distinctive, to be known, to be memorable. But, you know, my attitude was always I was proud when I got a new customer, but I was even more proud when they came back the second time. And you can't market to someone. You may market to them a certain way to get them, but to get them to come back, that's another level of commitment, isn't it?
Well, customer retention is something that most companies aren't that interested in, but it's really important.
That makes no sense,
and,
does it?
Bringing them back is an important part of your overall marketing strategy. And one way to do it is just keeping in touch with them. And sometimes people are all in the acquisition mode all the time and don't really go back to their database and take a look at customers that haven't been there in a while,
mm-hmm.
or customers who they could perhaps sell more things to. They just don't examine the database. We had a client come in last week, and I said, well, what is your data? How many people haven't been? They own lots of hotels. I said, how many people haven't been to the hotels in the last 6 months, and they had no idea. And it's a big chain of hotels. And so I said, well, let's take a look at the database. And we found out you see patterns. And even in a small business database like our own at my office, I said the other day, you know what, we're so telling clients this all the time, why don't we take a look at ours?
Mm-hmm.
And we looked at a few clients, like 12 clients that we haven't really done any programs for in a long time. We sent them out notes, and three of them call back. So it's
right.
Just that people forget about you because there's so much going on.
There's a hotel that I stay at in one city that I go to. I've been staying there for over 25 years. I won't stay anywhere else. They do a wonderful job, mm-hmm. and they know how much I love staying at their hotel when I go there. And yet at least once a month I get a little email, just a short little note, you know, talking about this or that thing that's going on. And it keeps them top of mind with me.
It's so true. I belong to the Cornell Club in New York, and I don't get up there that often. But every time I think, well, I'm going to cancel my membership, I get an email from them saying, the events this week are we're going
right.
to the Metropolitan.
Right, exactly.
So it gives me that to look. Maybe I won't do that. Maybe I will go to New York this week or next month or something, you know. So
and the thing is that we talked about budgets in the previous segment. What we just talked about takes virtually no budget.
True.
It's just intention and keeping up, you know, making sure you know who your customers are. When someone comes in your business, don't let them walk out without asking them if they'll give you some of their contact information.
Exactly. And keeping in touch is really number one. And we're finding that a lot of people are going back to direct mail. If you take a look in your mailbox, in your business mailbox or your home mailbox, you'll find there's a lot more mail there. And the post office has been sending out reports about this because more people read their mail and then go to your website and then contact you. And I think the stats are something like 28% of the people who receive a catalog or mailing go right to the retailers or the website of the company that mailed it. And of those, they had the highest conversion rates. So so there are different things, and there's so much for a small business owner to focus on when they have to focus on their business as well.
One thing to remember about what we're talking about right now, Lois, mm-hmm. is it's much, much, much cheaper to keep a customer than it is to get a new one.
Yeah. And yet, the budgets for retention or loyalty programs or any of those programs are probably 10% of the acquisition program,
yeah.
if there is a budget
yeah.
for that. And yet, so it's hard to convince a business owner when they come into my agency because they want new creative, new mm-hmm. ideas. And when we say, let's look at the database and see what we can bring back, who we can bring back, and how quickly we can bring them back, their eyes glaze over.
Do you think it's because they think once they come there, they'll always come back, they'll always remember you?
I think they have them.
Yeah.
And they really don't. You know,
you never have anybody, do you?
No. You don't have anybody anymore because everybody has short attention spans and they're on to the next. You know, I went in, I was looking for...
Lois, I'm sorry, but I got to... I know that's a wonderful story. You'll have to write that down so you can tell us next time. I got to wrap it up because before I go, I want you to give us your website again, please.
It's LoisGellerMarketingGroup.com.
Follow her on Twitter, at Lois Geller. Lois, thanks for being here. Good job today, as
Thank
always.
Thank you so much.
We'll see you next time. Lois Geller, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back at another time, I promise. I will be too after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.